today is the 10th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day, St. Philo, Bishop of Persians, was martyred by the hand of the Persian emperor. He tried to force him to worship fire and to kneel to the son of the Persian emperor. Worshipped when St. Philo refused to obey the orders of the emperor and stood fast in his faith in the Lord Christ. The emperor tormented him with different kinds of tortures. Finally, he ordered to be beheaded him with a sword. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also, St. Justus, the son of the emperor Numerian, was martyred. He was a prince and a high-ranking army commander. When he returned victoriously from the war against the Persians, he found that his father had died, and Diocletian had married his sister and became emperor. When the nobles of the empire met together to enthrone Justus emperor, he refused for their preferred the heavenly kingdom over the earthly. After a while, Diocletian abandoned the faith of the Lord Christ and worshipped the idols. When Justus objected to what Diocletian had done, he sided him, his wife Theoclea, and his son Abeli, and sent them to Alexandria to be tortured there away from their country and their people. When they arrived to Alexandria, the governor tried to persuade them to worship the idols. They refused, declaring their steadfast in their faith in the Lord Christ. He sent St. Justus to Antonia, Abeli his son, to Basta, and Theoclea to Senilhagar. The rulers tortured them, then beheaded the three saints, and they received the crowns of martyrdom. The blessing of their prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 166 of the martyrs, the great saint, ascetic, and scholar Abba Isidore of Pelusium departed. He was born in Alexandria in the year 370 AD to a large family. He was related to the saints Pope Theophilus, the 23rd Patriarch of Alexandria, and Pope Cyril No. 1 and the 24th Patriarch. His parents raised him up with a Christian upbringing and taught him the church subjects. When he grew, he learned the Greek language and its literature, which he excelled in and surpassed many. He became a scholar in many subjects, philosophy, history, and logic. However, he was a humble ascetic. He fled away from the glory of the world and became a monk in one of the monasteries in the region of El Farama. Then he moved to the region of Pelusium to live there a life of solitude and asceticism. His monastic conduct was purely evangelical, inclined to simplicity, caring for the inward adornment of the soul with virtues. He was interested in his seclusion to interpret the Holy Scriptures. He commented on many books on the Old and the New Testaments. He also wrote powerful epistles to many of the emperors, patriarchs, bishops, and monks. This epistle estimated to be about 2,000. The gifts of the Holy Spirit were abundantly clear in his writing. When he reached a good old age, departed in peace and went to the Lord whom he loved. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.